Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A massive allocation of 4.35 lakh crore to rural local bodies over the next 5 years is set to revolutionize the functioning of gram panchayats across India, marking a significant milestone in the country's fiscal federalism. The 16th Finance Commission's award period, which commenced on 1 April 2026, represents a new chapter in India's fiscal federalism, with rural local bodies, principally gram panchayats, receiving a landmark increase in devolution. This allocation is an acknowledgement that the constitutional mandate of the 73rd Amendment, which was passed 34 years ago, has remained incompletely fulfilled, as most gram panchayats lack the administrative and financial capacity to function as genuine self-governing institutions. The 16th Finance Commission's allocation structure for rural local bodies is significant, and it is worth noting that the 15th Finance Commission's release efficiency of 94.94% is considered reasonable. However, the gap of approximately 15,000 crore that was not released reflects procedural delays in state compliance with utilization conditions. But why does this matter? It matters because the 16th Finance Commission's allocation is not just about the amount of money, but also about the way it is structured to ensure that gram panchayats have the financial and administrative capacity to function effectively. Now, let us turn to the constitutional framework that governs the relationship between finance commissions and local bodies. The Indian Constitution mandates a three-tier Panchayati Raj system in states with a population above 20 lakh, consisting of gram panchayats at the village level, panchayat samitis or block panchayats at the intermediate level, and zilla parshads at the district level. Article 243G of the Constitution lists 29 subjects that may be delegated to panchayats, including agriculture, land improvement, rural housing, drinking water, roads, education, health, and social welfare. However, this is enabling, not mandatory, and the actual delegation of powers depends on state legislation. But what is the gap between the constitutional vision and the reality on the ground? The gap is that most states have not transferred meaningful financial and administrative powers to panchayats. Finance Commission grants help compensate for this structural weakness by routing money directly to local bodies. Article 243H of the Constitution authorizes panchayats to levy taxes, duties, tolls, and fees, but in practice, on-source revenue generation by gram panchayats remains negligible, often less than 5% of total receipts, making Finance Commission grants and central state scheme transfers the primary revenue sources. Now, let us look at the relationship between Article 280 and Article 243I of the Constitution. Article 280 deals with the Central Finance Commission, which is reconstituted every 5 years and covers center-state devolution and grants to local bodies. On the other hand, Article 243I deals with the State Finance Commission, which is also reconstituted every 5 years and covers the distribution of state revenues between the state and local bodies. The 16th Finance Commission's allocation of 4.35 lakh crore is from the center, and state finance commissions separately determine state-level transfers. So, why do local body grants matter? They matter because despite the 73rd Amendment being passed 34 years ago, gram panchayats in most states receive funds primarily as a conduit for central schemes, have little untied funding for local priority spending, lack trained personnel, and have poor audit and accounting systems. The 16th Finance Commission's approach is significant, as it emphasizes untied grants, performance grants, and monitoring of panchayat extension to scheduled areas implementation. The 16th Finance Commission has introduced a new approach to grant allocation, with a portion of the funds being allocated as untied grants, allowing local bodies to prioritize their spending. Additionally, performance grants will be released to states based on panchayat audit compliance, on-source revenue, and scheme performance. And here is something that surprises many students, the 15th Amendment trigger, which involves monitoring the implementation of the Panchayat extension to scheduled areas. Now, let us turn to the significance of Panchayati Raj Day, which is celebrated on 24th April, the anniversary of the 73rd Amendment coming into force in 1993. The Rajiv Gandhi Panchayat Sashaktikran Abhiyan is a key capacity-building program for panchayats, and eGram Swaraj is a digital platform for panchayat planning and accounting, which serves as a transparency tool. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 16th Finance Commission is chaired by Dr. Arvind Panagaria, and its award period is from 2026-27 to 2032-31. The allocation for rural local bodies is 4.35 lakh crore, with 90% going to gram panchayats and 10% to block and district level panchayats. The peak year allocation is 1,13,558 crore in 2032-31. For comparison, the 15th Finance Commission had recommended 2,97,555 crore for rural local bodies, and 2,82,632 crore was actually released, with a release efficiency of 94.94%. Some states, such as Assam, Kerala, Mizoram, Tripura, and Uttar Pradesh, achieved 100% utilization of the allocated funds. The constitutional provisions relevant to this topic include Article 243, which deals with the Gram Sabha, Article 243b, which mandates a three-tier Panchayati Raj system, Article 243g, which lists the powers and functions of panchayats, Article 243h, which authorizes panchayats to levy taxes, and Article 243i, which deals with the State Finance Commission. The 73rd Amendment, which came into force in 1993, gave constitutional status to Panchayati Raj institutions. Key schemes that are implemented through panchayats include the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin, the Jal Jeevan Mission, and the Swachh Bharat Mission Gramin. The eGram Swaraj platform is used for digital planning and accounting for panchayats. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, 4.35 lakh crore, which is the allocation for rural local bodies over the next 5 years. Note this carefully, the 16th Finance Commission's approach to grant allocation, which emphasizes untied grants, performance grants, and monitoring of panchayat extension to scheduled areas implementation. This is a favorite prelims fact, the 73rd Amendment, which came into force in 1993, and gave constitutional status to Panchayati Raj institutions. In conclusion, the 16th Finance Commission's allocation of 4.35 lakh crore to rural local bodies marks a significant milestone in India's fiscal federalism and has the potential to revolutionize the functioning of gram panchayats across the country, bringing about a new era of decentralization and self-governance.